Citing concerns about bedbugs and rats, a group of 7 tenants in a Dundas Street rooming house began a rent strike in December against their landlord, Jenny Zhang, the vice chair of the Cleanliness and Standard Committee of the Chinatown BIA. "I wake up every night and I have to catch bed bugs," said Baoqing Han, one of the tenants of the 6-unit property on Dundas Street West, through a translator. "There is not a single night that I don't catch bugs." In a letter sent to their landlord in November, tenants of the 564 Dundas Street W rooming house demanded Zhang deal with the pest issues, fix a broken washing machine, and compensate tenants who had to pay out of pocket to have keys cut, among other issues. In an interview with Toronto Today, Zhang said tenants are at fault for the rats and bedbugs. Separately, she alleged tenants broke a glass door between her flower shop, Wins Flowers, and the rooming house entrance. Since 2023, Toronto has seen a wave of rent strikes, largely targeting corporate landlords over rent increases. "This strike is the first in Chinatown's history," according to Lily Shaw, a volunteer with Friends of Chinatown, a local group supporting the tenants. 2 tenants spoke with Toronto Today and said they began the strike after months of asking Zhang to fix a myriad of issues without success. "She only cares about the money," Han alleged. On December 16, Baoqing Han pulled back the covers on her bed to show signs of a bedbug infestation in her room in Toronto, Aunt Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. "Bedbug issues unresolved." On Monday, Han pulled back the covers on her bed to reveal evidence of the bedbugs she said come out each night. The wall beside her and husband's bed also showed marks of dead bugs. Han alleged the bed bugs were in the mattress provided by Zhang when she and her husband moved in about 2 years ago. She said Zhang removed the initial bug-ridden mattress and has since replaced it with another, which also has bed bugs. Zhang disputed the account and said the issue was resolved and that Han is responsible for having brought the bed bugs into the unit. Under Ontario law, landlords are responsible for eradicating bed bugs, regardless of their origin. Landlords are expected to cover the cost of pest removal and deal with the issue in a timely manner. Han said this has not happened. She showed Toronto Today photos of bed bug bites across her hands and said there have also been bites on her legs, torso, and arms. "I told Jenny about these problems many times," said Han. "She doesn't do anything. No lease agreement or key provided," tenant says. Clifford Wade, another tenant at the Dundas Street West property, alleged Zhang failed to provide him with a lease agreement. Wade, who receives income through the Ontario Disability Support Program, said he needs a lease contract to demonstrate where he lives to ensure his rent is paid. He alleged Zhang said she did not want to provide one because she wanted to avoid paying taxes on the income she receives as a landlord. Zhang answered several questions from Toronto Today in a telephone interview, but hung up before questions could be asked about Wade's concerns. Follow-up calls on Monday went unanswered. Wade said after he moved in on October 8, Zhang also never provided him with keys to the front door nor his bedroom. He said he has had to rely on other tenants to let him in. "One night he was unable to reach anyone and had to sleep on the street," he said. Wade said he's participating in the rent strike because he wants the issues to be dealt with. "It takes a toll when you don't have peace in your home," he said. Lily Shaw, a volunteer with Friends of Chinatown, said it is ironic. Zhang has a role with the BIA, focused on sanitation and cleanliness. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. A last resort rent strike. Wade said he has no knowledge of Yang's allegation that tenants broke a glass door near the entrance to her flower shop. He said it's accurate, as Zhang told Toronto Today, that the landlord has a cleaner come to the rooming house every week. However, he disputed Yang's assertion that the rats that frequent the rooming house have been attracted by garbage left out by tenants. Wade said he chose to participate in the rent strike after more conciliatory attempts to resolve the issues with Zhang went nowhere. In addition to the letter demanding the landlord uphold her legal obligations, tenants also tried to make a group phone call to Zhang and to talk to her one-on-one, he alleged. Jenny Zhang is the owner of Wins Flowers, a business underneath a rooming house where tenants are currently on a rent strike. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Tenants allege they have been pressured. Since the strike began, Han alleged Zhang has continued a pattern of aggressive behavior toward her and other tenants. On Sunday, Zhang came to Han's room unannounced and said if she did not pay rent, Zhang would take something of Han's as a deposit, the tenant alleged. Despite the pressure, Wade said he is not fearful. I put my trust in my God. That's what I believe in, he said. If you are a good person, truly, you don't have to fear anything. It'll all resolve itself in a peaceful manner. Shaw said Friends of Chinatown will be supporting the tenants to stage a protest outside of Wins Flowers on Wednesday.